Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sittel, and today I'll be featuring the music of Elihana Elia and a great interview I did with her while at the Messiah Conference. Stay with me, I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7. And Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Elihana Elia is a young Messianic recording artist from Israel. Her new CD is called The Lion of Judah Roars, and this one is called He Will Come. Thank you.
Shalom, this is Alihana Elia, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester in upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. Check them out online at www.uccroc.com. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Today I'm featuring the music of Alihana Elia, and we featured some songs from her new CD, The Lion Roars from Judah, but I also have some of her earlier music. Just listen to this. This is called Yeshua T. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And now here's Elihana Eliah, the Lion of Judah. What a powerful song. The Lion of Judah roars. Hallelujah. Elihana Eliah. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned because you're going to hear a really cool interview I did with Elihana while I was at the Messiah Conference. But I got more music coming. Stay with me.
Oh, הודו לאדוני כי טוב, תהילה עולם חסדו. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, תהילה עולם חסדו.
That was Elihana Elia, Al Tira, which means do not be afraid. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Let's hear now about a delicious place where you can get food galore. If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom. I think that Jerusalem of Gold is one of the prettiest songs ever written, and here is a gorgeous arrangement sung by Elihana Elia.
Shalom.
לקשור קטרים קטונתי מצעיר בלייך ומאחרון המשוררים כי שמך צורף את הצוותיים כי נשיקה
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was a beautiful arrangement, Jerusalem of Gold, sung by Elihana Elia. And in just a few minutes, you're going to hear my interview with her that I did at the Messiah Conference. Stay with me, and I'll be right back.
Behold, a day is coming for Adonai will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle. Adonai will go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fights on a day of battle. In that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. And they will ask him, what are these wounds on your hands? Then he will say, those with which I was wounded in the house of my loved ones. Hine yom ba l'Adonai, hu yasof et kol hagoyim el Yerushalayim l'milchama. Ve'yatza Adonai ve'nilcham bagoyim ahem, ke'yom hilachamo b'yom krav. ועמדו רגליו ביום ההוא על הר הזיתים ואמר עליו מה המכות האלה בידיך ואמר אשר הוקתי בית מאהבי
I saw the heavens open Behold the white horse He who sat on it Called faithful and true In righteousness he judges At war for Israel Clothed in majesty Armies in heaven follow him
I don't
Shalom, this is Elihana Elia, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was Elihana Elia with White Horse. Stay tuned for a great interview coming up in just a few moments.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show was pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And now, what you've all been waiting for, my interview with the sweet, wonderful Elihana Elia. Here I am live at the Messiah Conference 2018, and I'm here with this beautiful, talented Messianic recording artist, Elihana Elia, from from Haaretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, Ethel.
Thank you.
Such a blessing.
Now, tell me a little bit about how you found Messiah Yeshua.
Wow. Well, in my family, they're all Jews that came from Italy, and they ran from the Shoah, from the Holocaust, to São Paulo, Brazil. And there my mother was born. And in my family, my mother was the first to accept Yeshua as Messiah. And she came to faith, and through her, I could hear the good news of Messiah Yeshua, and from a young age, and I really thank the Lord because I was instructed in the way of Adonai, and I had many personal encounters with the Lord in my life. I was born in the United States, and so many things we experienced during my childhood. I lost my brother when he was 17 years old. He was a believer and on fire for the Lord, and he passed away on the way to teach children the Bible, the Tanakh, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And that left a very huge mark in my life. I changed completely, and I gave my life to Yeshua, and I, from a young age, 6 years old, I knew that he was the truth and the one that I would give my life to and surrender everything and live for him.
Wow, that must have been such a horrible experience. Now, somewhere along the line, you moved to Israel? When did that happen?
That's right. Well, I was in the United States. I studied in an Orthodox Jewish school. And from a young age, I believe the Lord was already preparing me, because he knew better than I knew of my future, that he had called me for the land of Israel to do Aliyah. And I always dreamed of going to Israel with my family. And what happened was in 2006, when I was 11 years old, we moved from the United States and we tried to do Aliyah to Israel. And it was not the Lord's timing for us. We really tried, and we just didn't know how to do it there in the land. We went with all our things, and it was not God's timing for us. So we ended up spending 6 years in Brazil. And during those 6 years, Adonai was really preparing me for Israel, and I was baptized in the Ruach HaKodesh and transformed completely. As I was a girl who used to live in Miami, Florida, with the Jewish community there, and I knew a very good life that I had there. I had to see in Brazil a lot of children in orphanages that we worked with, sharing Messiah over there, and also in a lot of slums, humble people, and it really changed my heart completely. And really, I really thank the Lord for that, because I now in Israel, fearlessly, I share my faith with as many people as I can that I meet along the way. And really, this was the experience of the Lord. So I did Aliyah in 2013. when I was 17 years old.
Praise God. Yeah. So you must be fluent in Spanish as well as in Hebrew.
Yes. I speak English, Hebrew, Spanish, and Portuguese, and a little bit of Italian.
Fantastic. I will refrain from the few words that I know in some of those languages. Well, let's talk about your music. How did you begin recording and singing, and how can we get copies of your music?
Oh, thank you so much, Aitha. Well, I began singing because my mother, she was always involved in music, and I have a very musical family. I have an aunt who won the second Grammys in jazz in Bossa Nova. Her name is Eliane Elias, and my family is very musical, but unfortunately, my aunt, she's not a believer, and she lives in New York, and they're very into a different, they look after a different thing in life.
And she has the same name as you?
Yeah, different. Eliani, and I'm Elihana.
Oh.
So that's a bit different, but...
I got so confused.
But she's very gifted in musical and talents. But my mother is always, she was also in music, and she passed it on to me. She trained me up, and praise God. And through that, I grew up. There was a passion for music and worship in my heart since a very young age. When I was 4 years old, I used to lift up my hand like, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the congregation. And I was always dreaming to be involved in worship. So today I'm living a dream to worship the Lord with my voice that He gave me. So.
Do you sing in Hebrew and in English, or mostly Hebrew?
I sing in English and Hebrew, and it's all a mixture, really, and I'm trying to work as well in more music in Spanish and Portuguese to reach out those who speak those languages.
And you have some CDs, right?
That's right.
And how can we get our hands on those?
Well, here in the Messiah Conference, we have we're going to have also the CDs here, but you can find them online and through my website.
Fantastic. Yes. Now, I understand that you have recently had another experience in Israel.
That's right.
You were a soldier.
That's right.
Can you tell us about that experience?
Of course, yes. Well, well, how to start? I studied 2 years in university in international relations, and I prayed to the Lord, asked the Lord to use me with those studies that I had, and I really asked... The army called me, you know, to be recruited into the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, and I started off my military service in the Golan Heights. And out of 2,000 girls, the commanders chose me as Mitzdayenet Plugatit, we say in Hebrew, it's the most excellent soldier out of all those girls. And I said, "Whoa, I don't deserve this at
all." Mazel tov.
And praise Yeshua, they told me. It's because of how you want to help others around you, and you always have a smile on your face. And we wanted to know, what is this light that you have? Why are you always so happy? What kind of Jew are you? And I told them, it's not me. It's Yeshua in my life. I'm a Jewish believer in Yeshua, and He changed my life. Through Him, I have a hope. I have peace. And all the time, all the commanders congratulated my family, saying, this girl, she brings hope. And our hope is Yeshua, the Messiah, who has changed my life. And after I was promoted to a position in international relations in the military colleges of the IDF, and there I could encounter very high-ranked military officials and people of the government of very high importance of the security of Israel. And I also worked with delegations of other armies coming into Israel, and also other officials that went there to study in the military colleges. I was able to share a lot about Yeshua in that place, and it was all the grace of the Lord over my life. And for sure, many people would ask me about my faith, and that was a wonderful experience that I could really represent Yeshua in that place.
Praise God that you were not afraid to speak up and share the Lord with traditional Jews that don't believe, and they didn't get upset with you, did they?
Well, most of them were very respectful and would ask me tons of questions. Sometimes I would be sitting 2 hours. I was discharged as a sergeant, which is not so high rank compared to people who are generals and colonels and higher positions. And so I was very honored to be able to sit with them for 2 hours and share. That was for sure the mercy of God over my life at that time. And many of them were receptive, and through my music, they said that they were changed when they met me.
Mm, fantastic. Yes. Now, how many CDs have you done?
Oh, I have 4 CDs in Hebrew and English. I have also one in Portuguese that I released in Brazil many years ago. So about 5 CDs.
5 CDs.
Yes.
And can someone just do a search on your name, or they should go to Amazon? Or
definitely. Whoever would like to search for my music, you can go on YouTube and search Elihana Elia, or if you'd like to purchase, you can go on my website, and and you can also subscribe to us and write to us if you also are happy with this interview and would like to know more about us, and we'll be very happy to share with you more.
Great. What is your website?
My website is ElihanaElia.com. That's for my music, and you can also go to Restore Israel.
So that's E-L-I-H-A-N-A.
That's right, www.ElihanaElia.com or www.restoreisrael.org.
Fantastic. Well, I can just see the joy of the Lord on your face. You just have a real sweet spirit about you. And I'm so glad that we're doing this interview, because I knew about you a couple of years ago. And we just, you know, God has perfect timing. And we weren't able to get it together then, but today is our day.
Yes.
And so, you know, this was short but sweet. But I want to thank you so much. Before we end, tell me one thing. How can we be praying for you? Like, as the listeners hear this broadcast, what would you like us to be praying about?
Absolutely. I definitely request that you all pray for my family, Aliyah family, as we live in Haifa in the north of Israel. The reality of the life in Israel, it's very difficult and challenging in many ways. And I ask, please, that you pray for favor for us to continue sharing the gospel of Yeshua, the good news, the besorah of Yeshua to the Orthodox and also to the government members that we know that sit in the Knesset. And we ask for favor, protection, and provision, because we also ask that the Lord will protect us, that we'll be in the right place in the right time and not in the wrong places on the wrong time, as we have a lot of rockets flying over the country and terror attacks. So we thank you for praying for us.
Yes,
thank
you, Ethel. What a joy to finally meet you face to face. May God bless you, and may He continue to use you to spread the good news about Yeshua.
Amen.
So thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Ethel. Thank you for everything, and thank you for blessing me with this time to share.
Oh, you're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom.
Again, that was my interview with Elihana Elia. Keep her in your prayers. She is a delightful young woman who loves the Lord, and you can just see her passion and her joy of the Lord when you see her sing. She is a very sweet young woman, and I was so delighted to get to know her a little bit. Well, we certainly have time for some more songs, so let me pick out another one from her album. You'll love it. The CD is The Lion of Judah Roars, and this is Hatikva, which is the Israeli national anthem.
Thank you.
That was called Yeshua, and next is Rivers in the Desert. We'll be right back.
rivers of life flowing from the throne above. Mm-hmm. In the desert land, everlasting joy will last. Yes, it will. Rivers in the desert, waters in the wilderness. He will bless the rivers flowing in the desert. Let the rivers flow. Soon you'll hear the sound. Dancing before me, the fear now is breaking down. Every eye will see this land will be free and dance. Oh, rivers in the desert, waters in the wilderness, flowing from east to west at the river. Let the rivers flow.
I really enjoyed putting this radio program together for you today. As a reminder, today's show has been pre-recorded, and I have been featuring the music of Elihana Elia. And we have time for one more song. This is from her new CD, The Lion of Judah Roars, and this is called It's All About You.
I found the treasure, I would say, the secret that has changed my life forever. The joy that leads me all the way, renews my vision every day. It's Yeshua. It's not about me, it's only about you. It's about your love for me, it's not about me. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, yeah. Walk with me, we are best friends, Yeshua. You came into my life to stay, your spirit always teaching me about eternity. It's not about me, it's about your love for me. It's not about me, it's not about me. it's all about you. Yeah. Oh. It's all about you. It's all about you. And what I do for you will last forever. I live no longer for myself. I live by faith and now I see. It's all about me. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you.
Yivarechech Adonai vayismarecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha vikunecha. Yis Adonai panav alecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.